The documentary Rising Voices features workers and volunteers with the Lakota Language Consortium. One of them is Albino Jr. Garcia, who lives at Rockyford on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Garcia travels to schools where Lakota is taught and lends his support and energy to the effort. On Sunday, November 14th, before the documentary screened at the Journey Museum in Rapid City, Garcia led a language class to give a Black Hills group a taste of his teaching skills.
Junior Emachapi, Taku Elichapi Huo.
Albino Garcia introduces himself as Junior when he leads an exchange of Lakota introductions. Garcia says he comes from various tribes and nationalities and was raised speaking Spanish.
The Lakota influence was through my grandparents, mostly during summer times and in ceremonies. So a lot of our singing and our praying and household commands and what have you would be in Lakota.
Although there are relatively few people still speaking Lakota, it is a living language and subject to change with use. Garcia says whether these changes degrade the language depends on who you ask.
As for myself, I find the beauty in the way that the old people talk, our elders. They just have a real beautiful way of expressing themselves, and they tend not to contract as much as the younger generation does when it comes to Lakota language.
He gives examples of how the language is contracting, starting with Lakota words for thank you.
So the men formally would say pilamaya yalo, and a lot of times the vowels kind of mesh together. So what happens nowadays is they say pilamielo. There's another one which is shunkawakhan, meaning horse. Nowadays, a lot of people say shunkaka. Soup could be wahampi. Nowadays, people would say wampi.
I ask him to translate my usual sign-off for radio stories. I had it in mind that I would say the words myself until I heard him do it.
So you're going to say, from Rapid City, I am Victoria Wicks, okay? Miniluzaha otruahe etaha Victoria Wicks lemie.
So I'll let his words stand and just add, I'm reporting for South Dakota Public Broadcasting.